So let's talk about the biggest killer in Western societies today, clogged arteries leading to heart attacks, strokes, etc. And so this is disease reversal in cardiology. I wish most of our cardiology colleagues knew about this. We're working hard through our Moving Medicine Forward initiative to get that word out to this community. Because the reality is, every 40 seconds in the United States of America, that's 1,000 times a day, 380,000 times a year, some American grabs their chest and falls over with a heart attack and dies because a inflamed plaque in the artery walls has torn open and the exposed cholesterol sets off a clot in the artery, and the blood clot blocks the blood flow to the heart muscle downstream, and that heart muscle dies, going to an electrical arrhythmia, ventricular fibrillation, that causes the death of the patient. Why did this happen? Well, bad genetics. He was just making too much LDL. That's his problem. And by the way, he wasn't taking statins. This is a sign of a statin deficiency. That's the whole problem, right? And many doctors, many primary care physicians, many cardiologists subscribe to this. Just pound down his LDL and he'll be fine. But half the people who die of heart attacks have, quote, normal cholesterol levels. It's got to be more than just the cholesterol level, and it certainly is. This is an inflammatory process. These arteries are inflamed. What is setting off the inflammation? Well, guess what? The red dye handiwork is evident here. These arteries are being repeatedly injured with every Western-style meal. Here it is schematically. Here's a healthy artery wall. And here's that one cell thin lining, the endothelial lining that produces the nitric oxide, that's the buffer to keep our cells moving smoothly through the artery wall. But the patient's eating the red tide foods, the bacon and eggs for breakfast, cheeseburger for lunch, chicken for dinner. And so every 4 hours, the red tide flows through the artery walls with oxidized animal muscle, the advanced glycation end products, the free radicals in the vegetable oils that soak the French fries and the onion rings, the uric acid from the meat consumption, the high fructose corn syrup in the desserts, the phosphoric acid in the cola drinks. These are just some of the red tide molecules that, as they flow through the artery walls, they damage the endothelial lining, schematically shown here. And here is where oxidized cholesterol plays a role in the plaque formation. What are we talking about? Well, first of all, cholesterol itself is not an evil molecule. It's not a matter of just pounding down that bad old cholesterol because your liver is making it right now as we speak. Why is your liver making cholesterol? Because it's an essential molecule. Here's just some of the uses for cholesterol. Up on the top here, here's a native cholesterol molecule. The liver secretes it into the blood. As it flows through the adrenal glands grab that cholesterol. They do some chemistry on the side chains of the cholesterol molecule and turn the cholesterol into cortisol and corticosterone and aldosterone. These are essential hormones from the adrenal glands. Without them, you die. That's one thing the body does with cholesterol. If you are an owner of a pair of ovaries, the cholesterol created in the female body flows through her ovaries, and her ovaries do some chemistry on the side groups here and turn the cholesterol into estrogens, into estradiol, into estrone. These are essential estrogens. And if you're a guy with testicles, they will turn the cholesterol into testosterone. So cholesterol is not the enemy. It's a useful molecule. However, once you oxidize it, then you've got a problem. What is oxidation? Oxidation is the ripping of electrons off of a molecule or an atom. We all know what happens when iron gets oxidized. It rusts. It turns into iron oxide. We see that all over the automotive world there. Well, you can oxidize cholesterol too, and because cholesterol is only found in animal products and meats and eggs and dairy products, it can be oxidized as well. And the very act of broiling the steak, just storing the cholesterol in the refrigerator, it oxidizes. And for you chemists here, here's the chemistry we're talking about. Here is the native cholesterol molecule. But when you grill the burger, broil the steak, fry the chicken, you oxidize cholesterol, you rip the electrons off the cholesterol molecule, and you turn it into these cholesterol peroxides. And when we talk about oxidized cholesterol, these are the problematic molecules. These are the oxidized cholesterol peroxides. And these are the guys that burrow into the artery walls, setting off plaque formation. Now, some cardiologists scoff, well, the cholesterol in the diet doesn't get into the bloodstream. I beg to differ. It is clear oxidized cholesterol in diet is a source of oxidized cholesterol in the body. It accelerates atherosclerosis by increasing cholesterol levels in the circulating LDL. And doesn't matter what animal tissue you broil, you grill, you're going to oxidize the cholesterol in it. Here you see schematically, this is an artery wall here. This is the inside of the artery. Here's the oxidized cholesterol molecules working their way into the artery wall. They are engulfed by these macrophage cells, and that turns the macrophage into a what's called a foam cell, which is a teeming cauldron of oxidative free radical damage to the tissues around it. And this sets off inflammation, which leads to the atherosclerotic plaque formation. So here you see the oxidized cholesterol molecules working their way through the damaged endothelium into the artery wall. They're engulfed by the macrophages, sets off inflammation, and that's what leads to the plaque formation. Now, is this a relentlessly progressive disease? Most cardiologists, yep, once they get that angina, once these plaques show up, it is relentlessly progressive. They're all going to need certainly statins, but they're all going to need stents. They're all going to need bypasses. Yes, doctor, if you don't talk to them about changing their diet, that is what you're going to see. It becomes a self-fulfilling prophecy, but it doesn't have to be that way. Actually, the truth is this disease is reversible. These plaques can be melted away with a whole food plant-based diet and a health-promoting lifestyle. Those who are familiar with the work of Dr. Caldwell Esselstyn knows how he demonstrated this in his wonderful book, Prevent and Reverse Heart Disease. I highly recommend this for anyone with clogged arteries or a family history of atherosclerosis. And from his work, he published some landmark studies, and here's one of his most powerful that should make every cardiologist stop and reconsider the entire nature of their medical practice. Dr. Esselstyn was sent almost 200 patients with, you have to say, end-stage clogged arteries. Every one of these almost 200 men had clinical signs of clogged arteries. All of them had a stent placed for their angina. They had a myocardial infarction. They had a heart attack. They had a stroke. They had pain in their legs from clogged arteries as they walked. Every one of them was a vascular wreck. He would send the end-stage patients too clogged up to even bypass. There was nothing more to stent. Send them to us, the cardiologist said. And so Dr. Esselstyn wound up with 200 of these patients. So what did he do with them? He put them on a diet of whole plant foods, specifically, rigidly, a whole food plant-based diet. And he followed these almost 200 men for 4 years. Well, you take 198, almost 200 men with clogged arteries eating the standard Western diet, and you follow them for 4 years. Statistically, 60 of these men are going to experience a major adverse cardiac event. They're going to have a heart attack, a stroke, sudden death. Something major bad is going to happen to these folks, and to 60 of them, if they continue eating the whole food plant-based diet. So, how many of Dr. Esselstyn's almost 200 patients assiduously following a whole food plant-based diet, how many of them had a major adverse cardiac event? Essentially, none of them. They were all essentially completely protected from heart attacks, strokes, claudication, angina. And in fact, those folks with angina who got chest pain as they walked because their heart arteries couldn't deliver more blood flow to their heart muscle, 9 out of 10 of them, their angina improved or went away altogether. This is so profound. There was a pill that did that. Dr. Esselstyn would be a trillionaire by now. And of his patients who would not follow his whole food plant-based diet plan and reverted to their standard Western diet of them, over half of them experienced a major adverse cardiac event. They had a heart attack, a stroke, and sudden death, et cetera. This is so profound, and he has replicated these findings again and again. It should make every cardiologist, when they read this study, pick up the phone, tell their receptionist, cancel my afternoon patients, and get Dr. Esselstyn on the phone. I got to learn about this program because this is truly healing my patients. So, how does it work? What is the mechanism? Here is the goods on Dr. Esselstyn's plaque-reversing diet. First of all, and the heart of it, so to speak, pun intended, is, guess what, a diet based on whole foods. And the key to this is, the most important thing is what isn't on this slide, the red tide stops. The molecular assault full of free radicals, oxidized cholesterol with every meal stops. The AGE stop. And in their place comes all these wonderful soups and salads and steamed veggies filled with the antioxidants and the molecules that promote tissue repair, quench free radicals, etc. So that is by far the red tide stops, and the healing plant-based foods flood the tissues with these beneficial molecules with every meal. So that's the real key to this. But also, Dr. Esselstyn insists that the patients with really severe clogged arteries, at least 3 times a day, have a fist-size helping of some dark green leafy vegetable, kale, broccoli, cabbage, Swiss chard, etc. Why does he do that? And he wants people to put a little bit of balsamic vinegar on the greens. Why does he recommend greens in the diet? Because this is the mechanism of reversal. Here we are back at the artery wall here on the bottom. And here are the oxidized cholesterol molecules that came into the artery wall, they stop. The red tide onslaught ceases. And the molecules that now flow through the tissues promote resolution of the inflammation in the artery walls. So the most important thing, again, the red tide stops. And all the nutrients are coming from the whole plant foods. And here are the dark green vegetables that are eaten 3 times a day. So the intestinal tract essentially always has a bolus of these dark leafy greens that are constantly being digested, and their antioxidant nutrients are constantly getting absorbed. It's like a time-release capsule for antioxidants, molecules in your gut that are constantly leaching into the bloodstream. So the bloodstream is steadily 24/7 filled with these antioxidant molecules. And as the days go by and the weeks go by and the months go by, these antioxidant molecules from the greens, which are now always in the bloodstream, start seeping their way into the artery walls. And if they find any free radicals boiling away down in the foam cells, that oozes in, the antioxidants ooze in there, and they neutralize the free radicals, ROS, reactive oxygen species. These are the free radicals. And they get neutralized. And with no more free radicals around, these foam cells, they leave, they outmigrate. You can see it on the electron microscope. And as the macrophages outmigrate, the plaques get smaller and smaller and smaller. And the artery begins to open up, the blood flow channel increases, resolving the angina. And the endothelial lining that has been damaged and thin now starts repairing itself, not by magic, but because the bone marrow is constantly putting out showers of stem cells that reupholster the artery walls like new paving stone. And as a result, you get spectacular improvements like this. Many of you have seen this classic angiogram of a man, a 46-year-old man with severe angina. He already had one heart attack. These are the arteries in his heart. They're filled with angiography dye, and the entire blood flow channel should be about this wide all the way down. But this narrowed rad-eaten portion here, these are atherosclerotic plaques that are encroaching into the blood flow channel. This man has such severe angina, he had to stop every 20 paces or so to let the angina subside or to take a nitroglycerin tablet. You did not want a stent, didn't want to go on statins. As Dr. Esselstyn said, fine, go on my whole food plant-based plaque reversing diet, and the man followed it to the letter. And meal after meal, soup, salad, steamed veggies for 29 months, flowing through the artery plaques melted away, and this artery turns into this artery. Same patient, same artery, but look how reversible this disease is. And it's obviously his angina was gone, and he's able to take nice long walks. And the threat of sudden death from a heart attack or stroke was essentially removed from this man due to the whole food plant-based diet and a healthy lifestyle. Why does Dr. Esselstyn urge us to put a little balsamic vinegar on the greens? Because that increases the production of nitric oxide in the artery walls, that heals the artery walls and increase that subtle vasodilation. So Poiseuille's law can kick in and increase blood flow throughout the body. Poiseuille's law is so important here. Now, just a little melting away of the plaque and a little relaxation of the artery wall that creates a little bit of vasodilation gets that really significant blood flow increase through the body. Here you see the effect. Here's a man. This is a cardiac perfusion scan showing blood flow to the heart muscle. Red is a good blood flow. You can see how choked down this man's heart arteries are, how little blood flow is getting to his heart muscle. Man went on a whole food plant-based diet for just 2 weeks. The plaques might melt away a little bit, but again, due to all the antioxidants and the lack of the arachidonic acid and all that, the artery walls begin to dilate just a little bit. But Poiseuille's law kicks in for that little vasodilation, and as a result, a cardiac perfusion scan like this turns into a perfusion scan like this. You can see how much more blood flow is going to the heart muscle after just 14 days. So it's not an exaggeration to say your angina gets better quickly. What a miraculous thing that is. And yet most cardiologists never mention this to their patients. I first saw this study in 1977. Dr. Frey Ellison in the UK reported a 65-year-old man with such severe angina he had to stop every 9 or 10 paces, went on a whole food plant-based diet, and 6 months later he's climbing mountains in the Lake District of the UK with no angina pain. How profound, what a life-changing, life-saving program this is.